The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There are places that seem to hold secrets within their walls, waiting for the right moment to reveal them. The Harrington House in Bennington, Vermont is one such place. This centuries-old building has been a home, a restaurant, and an inn, but it's also something else, something more elusive. Over the years, strange occurrences have plagued its halls. Guests and staff alike have reported hearing footsteps when no one is around, feeling sudden cold spots, and witnessing flickering lights that never seem to have a clear explanation. Some claim that the spirits of those who once lived here are still lingering, unable to move on. But is this just folklore, or is there something more to the haunting of the Harrington House? Was the house built on land that carries a dark past? Or could there be something in the air, in the building itself, that causes these eerie experiences? In this episode, we'll explore the strange events, the theories behind them, and the history that might be behind it all. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Harrington House, perched in the heart of Bennington, Vermont, holds a long and storied history that dates back to the late 1700s. Initially constructed as a private residence, this Georgian-style building was designed with elegance in mind, reflecting the affluence of its first owners. The bricks, symmetrical windows, and steeply pitched roof all speak to an era of refinement and stature. But what makes this structure even more intriguing isn't just its architecture, it's the unexplained activity that has followed it through the centuries. In its early years, the Harrington House was home to the prominent Harrington family. The house was nestled in the lush, quiet countryside of Bennington, an area rich with local history. As time passed, the house underwent several renovations, and in the 19th century, it transformed into an inn and restaurant to cater to travelers passing through the region. The new use of the building gave it a bustling, transient quality, welcoming both locals and tourists alike. But it wasn't long before strange events began to unfold. The first accounts of paranormal activity at the Harrington House appeared in the mid-20th century, just as the house's popularity as a public inn was growing. Staff members working late into the evening began hearing what they described as the sound of footsteps echoing through empty hallways, as though someone was walking just behind them. The problem was, no one was there. Guests reported similar experiences, but with a more unsettling twist. Cold spots would appear suddenly, chilling the air without warning. Lights would flicker, sometimes turning off altogether, only to return to normal after a few moments. At first, many dismissed these occurrences as nothing more than the normal quirks of an old building. The house was over 100 years old at this point, after all, and old buildings tend to creak and groan in mysterious ways. But the reports kept coming. The frequency and consistency of the strange events seemed too much to be coincidental. For years, the phenomenon remained a curiosity, with more reports trickling in from the staff, locals, and occasional visitors. It wasn't until the media began picking up on the story in the 1970s that the legend of the Harrington House's haunting truly began to grow. Local newspapers printed articles about the unusual occurrences with titles such as "The Haunting of Bennington's Old Inn" making their rounds. As the story spread, more people flocked to the inn, eager to experience the mystery for themselves. But was it just a case of overactive imaginations fueled by the house's age and reputation? That's one possibility. Some have suggested that the environmental factors at play in the Harrington House could have contributed to the strange happenings. One potential explanation involves the electromagnetic fields generated by the wiring in the walls. Old homes like the Harrington House often have irregular wiring, which could cause subtle disturbances in the air, possibly affecting the way people perceive their surroundings. Electromagnetic fields have been linked to strange sensations such as sudden coldness or an uneasy feeling in specific parts of a building, which some might interpret as ghostly presence. Another possible explanation lies in the psychological effects of being in a building so rich with history. It's common for people to have heightened sensitivities when they are in places of historical significance, especially those that are old and have witnessed countless stories. Some researchers argue that a strong sense of suggestion can make people more susceptible to interpreting normal occurrences, like a creaky floorboard or an old light switch, as something supernatural. The more the stories of the Harrington House spread, the more likely it is that new visitors, knowing the history, would be primed to experience something strange. The Harrington House's early days as a haunted location may have been a combination of these factors, with the building's age, the stories that surrounded it, and perhaps the psychological influence of its long history all playing a role. But whatever the reason for the initial reports, one thing was certain. The eerie occurrences were not going to stop anytime soon. By the late 20th century, the paranormal activity at the Harrington House was no longer just a series of isolated incidents. It had become a phenomenon that attracted attention from all over the country. Guests from near and far reported chilling experiences, and the stories only seemed to intensify with time. What had begun as a few mysterious footsteps and flickering lights had escalated into more unsettling events that no one could easily explain away. One of the most frequent reports involved the appearance of cold spots throughout the building. Unlike the typical drop in temperature that comes with an open window or an old building's air drafts, these cold spots would materialize in specific areas and seem to move from room to room. Some guests spoke of entering a perfectly warm room only to feel a sudden intense cold sensation sweep over them, as though an unseen presence had entered the space. The chill would last for only a moment, but the eerie feeling lingered much longer. Staff working late into the night reported similar sensations, with some even claiming to see their breath fogging in the air despite the room's otherwise normal temperature. Another puzzling element of the haunting was the frequent flickering of lights, particularly in certain parts of the inn. The lights seemed to go out for no reason, only to return on their own moments later. It wasn't as though there was an issue with the electrical system. The problem was far more erratic. These strange occurrences became particularly apparent late at night when the inn was quiet, and it often seemed as if the lights were flickering in rhythm with the sounds of footsteps echoing through the halls. In some cases, the lights would dim slowly, then brighten again, leaving the staff wondering if they were simply imagining things or if something truly unexplainable was happening. But the most chilling reports came from those who claimed to have seen figures in the house. Several guests recounted seeing shadowy figures moving through the inn's hallways. Late at night, these apparitions were often described as indistinct forms, their features impossible to make out, but the presence of these figures was undeniable. Some guests reported hearing the unmistakable sound of a door opening and closing, only to find the hallway empty when they investigated. Others spoke of feeling watched, as though someone or something was following them from room to room. The theories behind these increasingly intense reports varied, and the idea of a residual haunting gained traction. In this scenario, it was believed that the energy from past events had become trapped within the walls of the house, causing the same events to replay over and over. Residual hauntings often feature sounds, smells, or visual cues that repeat in a loop, unaffected by the presence of the living. Some believe that the Harrington House might be one of these memory houses where the echoes of its past had embedded themselves into the fabric of the building, causing the phenomena reported by modern guests and staff. Others proposed a more active form of haunting, an intelligent haunting, where spirits are not merely repeating past actions, but are aware of the living and interact with them. It was this theory that seemed to capture the attention of paranormal investigators who began visiting the house in the 1980s and 1990s. Equipped with EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, recorders, infrared cameras, and motion detectors, these investigators sought to capture proof of the house's paranormal activity. Some claim to have recorded strange voices on their devices, voices that didn't belong to anyone in the room. The presence of unexplained noises, such as whispers and footsteps, was often attributed to spirits of former residents or guests who had died in the house or had emotional ties to it. These investigators believed that the house was not just a site for residual energy, but a place where active spirits were seeking attention or interaction. The Harrington House became a popular stop for paranormal groups in the 1990s, with numerous investigations adding to its growing reputation as one of the most haunted locations in Vermont. But the more the house was studied, the more questions arose. Was there truly something supernatural at play, or was it simply a case of overactive imaginations fueled by the house's eerie reputation? Environmental factors, such as the presence of underground water sources and the peculiar structure of the building, could also play a role in creating feelings of unease. Some researchers believe that certain natural conditions can cause feelings of dread or anxiety, which may have contributed to the strange experiences reported by so many. Despite the attempts to explain the phenomena, the Harrington House remains a place of mystery. Visitors still come, hoping to witness something inexplicable or to simply feel the chill of the cold spots that are so often reported. And yet, no definitive answers have been found. Is the house truly haunted? Or is it a perfect storm of history, psychology, and environmental factors that create an atmosphere ripe for paranormal activity? The more people who visit the house, the more stories continue to be told. Stories of shadows, footsteps, whispers, and a presence that just can't be explained. Some leave convinced that the spirits of former residents are still haunting the halls of the Harrington House, while others leave with more questions than answers. As we take a step back from the eerie tales surrounding the Harrington House, it's clear that the line between what's real and what's imagined isn't always so easy to define. Is it a place haunted by restless spirits? Or is it simply a building steeped in history that triggers something in our minds? The theories, of course, vary, and we may never truly know the answer. On one hand, the experiences people have at the Harrington House are undeniably compelling. The cold spots, the flickering lights, the shadowy figures, all are classic signs of paranormal activity. For many, the evidence points to something beyond the realm of explanation. It's the kind of story that sticks with you, makes you question what you thought you knew about the world. But there's another side to the story, one that's harder to ignore. Environmental factors, such as the strange acoustics in an old building or the presence of electromagnetic fields, can often trigger feelings of unease and, in some cases, hallucinations. These physical elements, along with the building's long history and the psychological effects of being in such a place, may be just as responsible for the reported experiences as any lingering spirit. And then, of course, there's the question of confirmation bias. Once you know that a place is rumored to be haunted, your brain may start picking up on all sorts of things you wouldn't have noticed otherwise. The creak of the floorboard, the flicker of the light. Your mind wants to connect the dots to make sense of what's happening. After all, it's easier to believe in ghosts than to accept the fact that the mind is a powerful thing, capable of conjuring up sensations that feel just as real as any physical event. So whether you believe in the ghosts of the Harrington House or not, one thing is for sure. It's a place that continues to captivate and mystify. Is it truly haunted, or is it just a blend of history, psychology, and environmental factors creating the perfect storm for paranormal phenomena? We may never have a definitive answer. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle.
Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle.
Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I can't wait to meet her! Oh my gosh!
Put your hands together for new Dr. Pepper Blackberry and Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar.
There she is! Woohoo! Yeah! It's full Dr. Pepper!
With sweet blackberry flavor!
Dr. Pepper Blackberry, I'm obsessed with your succulent taste! Please marry me!
No! Marry me! Marry me, or I'm gonna freak out!
Try new Dr. Pepper Blackberry.
It's a pepper thing!